Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 29th day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Sota, Perek Tishi, Mishnah Yudbeis. Misha Mesu Nevim Harshonim, when the first prophets died, which was in the times of the first prophets, the earlier Nevim, lived in the Beis Rishon during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, which basically covers all the Nevim apart from Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who were in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. But when the first Nevim passed away, Botlu Urim V'Tumim. There was no more Urim V'Tumim in practice. The Urim V'Tumim was only in the Beis Rishon, in the first Beis HaMikdash, not used, it wasn't available in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Urim V'Tumim was the writing of the holy name that was placed between the folds of the Choshen, the breastplate, which the Kohen Gadol wore. And when the community of Israel required an answer, such as to go out for war or not, they would stand in front of the Kohen Gadol and they would ask questions. And the Urim V'Tumim would light up the letters, and the Kohen Gadol, who had Ruach HaKodesh, would be able to form them into words, complete the words. Or some say Urim V'Tumim is Urim, they would light up their words, and Tumim, they would complete their words, that would be fulfilled. It would have, whatever the Urim V'Tumim said would happen, would absolutely happen. And that stopped when the first Nevi'im, the early Nevi'im, passed away. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash Botel HaShamer. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no more Shamir worm used. What was this? Shamir worm was very small, about the size of a barley corn. It was created at the beginning of creation, during the Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. And it was so powerful that there was nothing in the world that's too tough for it to break through or to stand in its way. Indeed, when Shlomo built the first Beis HaMikdash, he used the Shamir to cut the huge boulders or stones for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. They also used it to chisel or to cut out the stones of the Choshen, of the breastplate, and the ephodon on the apron. And this was done, again, using the Ashamir. What they would do is they would write the letters in ink, then put the Shamir on top of it, and it would split open exactly according to the letters that were written on it, but there would be nothing missing from the actual stones on the breastplate or nothing missing from the stones on the ephod as well. V'nofes tzufim. They also stopped when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They also lost the Nofes Tzufim. This is a honey that comes from Tzufim, the mountains. And it was extraordinarily good in taste, in appearance, and in smell. Uposku Anshei Emona, men of trust, men that trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and did not trust in themselves, ceased to be. As it says the Mishnah, Shenemar, Hoshia Hashem ki gomar chosid v'gamer. Hashem save us because the chosid has finished, there's no more chosid, and it continues, kifasu emunim mibnei adam. And there have ceased to be men who are trusting from mankind. Raman Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, he says the name of Rabbi Yeshua, miyom shecharav beis hamikdash, ein yom she'ein beklala. Ever since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, from that day on, there's not a day that doesn't have a curse in it. The Gemara adds and says, even worse, the Gemara says that each day the curse is worse than the previous one. V'lo yorad hatal livracha, nor does the dew come down and bring blessings with it. V'nital tam haperos, and the good, nice taste that there used to be in fruits does not exist anymore. It's been taken away from the fruits. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af nital shuman aperis. He says that the shuman, the fat, the juice, the fat of the fruits has also gone, i.e. the power of hazana, of satisfying. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, hataro notlo es hatam v'sarech. The purity, or the lack of purity, where people weren't eating their food in a state of tara, in purity, that brought about a lack of taste in the fruits and in the smell of the taste of the fruits and the smell of the fruits. And the reason is because when the Jewish people were pure and conducting themselves in a state of purity of Tara and not eating things when they were tamei, etc. Then Hashem said, I will purify your fruits from any bad smell and any bad taste. Ha-maisros, notlu es shuman ha-shemen ha-dogan. Maisros, that literally means tithes, giving maiser, truman maiser. The lack of giving truman maiser is what the Mishnah means, took away the fat and the richness of the grain. Now, how is that measure for measure? That's because the maisros, the tithes, are actually called and referred to as chaylev. Literally, that means fat. It means also the best. And as it says in the gifts of the Kohanim, it mentions chaylev yitzar, v'chaylev tiras v'dagan, the best of your oil and the best of your wine and grain you shall give. You're talking about giving trumas and maisros. And for the sin of being mevatel, the fat or the best of your oil of your grain, which you should have been giving in trumas and maisros, and the fact that they didn't, Hashem says, I will take away the fat of your grain. You will not enjoy anymore that richness that you had when you did trumas and maisros. The chachamim say, haznus v'achshavim, achshavim kilu esakal. Znus, the sexual misconduct, going to prostitutes, etc., and kshavim, and witchcraft, that finished off everything. And that is because znus, they brought with it rov, brought with it famine, and the famine just devastated the people. Where do we see a connection between znus and famine? The Gemara Sota says, kol habal ish azona, anyone who lives with a prostitute, l'soif mevakish kikalechem, in the end will be seeking a loaf of bread. They'll be so hungry, they'll be so destitute. And the Gemara brings psukim to support that. And that's what our Mishnah says here, haznus v'akshofim kilos hakoil, just devastated everything.